It must be finished in its final text form this morning, and be adopted at the same time this morning. Now, I'm going to propose that we set a target, that we're not going to have a report longer than 2 pages. That's the one proposal I want us to make. So we're going to condense a lot of this detail into something very brief and succinct. The second thing is that it's useful to go into the historical background, but the memorandum and the objects of the bill already deal with those issues. So we don't need to regurgitate much of that. So it's more a matter of emphasis that we even refer to the historical background. And in that regard, if at most we should have 3 paragraphs, I would say 2 paragraphs should suffice. The first paragraph essentially is to capture the essence that this is a response. It's the first comprehensive national response on the protection and welfare of children, or on our, regarding our obligations to the welfare and protection of children arising out of our constitutional and international obligations. Okay? So basically that refers to the Bill of Rights, refers to the UN Convention and all the many Hague Conventions and all of that. Alright? No, I'm saying right from the beginning. The first part is a standard thing. That first paragraph up there, it's a standard thing that goes into any report of this. So that just stands as it is. Then after that first paragraph, where it says history of the bill, maybe we could say history and background, so that whoever feels this is more background than history, or this is more history than background, they are all coming. Alright? The first paragraph, I'm just paraphrasing, will find a nice way of putting. Those are the proposals I'm going to make. Let's just first agree on the essence, and then we can look at the formulation later. And then if there's anything that I've left out, let's agree that that needs to be included. Okay? So the first paragraph will just deal with the issue of this being our first comprehensive response with regard to our international and constitutional obligations to children. The second paragraph on the history and background could then talk to the extensive process of consultation and development of this legislation. To say that it commenced with the Minister of Social Development and the Minister of Justice jointly mandating the Law Review Commission to develop, this legislation, comprehensive legislation of children, to a process leading to the introduction of the legislation after extensive consultation with all concerned in 2003, the bill being split into two, and the fact that currently we are dealing with the second part of what is to become a new comprehensive children's statute for South Africa. Okay? The second part, and maybe mention that the first part focusing mainly on children's rights and the parent-child relationship. when the second part is focusing mainly on essential services, social welfare services to children. You could phrase and rephrase as you like. But those are the two, I would think, core messages that we may want to put across insofar as the history and background is concerned. And I think two paragraphs would be more than enough to serve them. So that cuts out all the detail and all those bullets. Some of it might just be a little bit not quite accurate, because this information talks to what is essentially two separate pieces of legislation. In one respect, it talks to the act that's already in place, and in one respect, it talks to this bill, and in the third respect, it talks to both of them. So it just complicates matters. Right. And then from there, having done the background, or maybe before we leave the issue of consultation, maybe we need to deal with it specifically. Even there, at best, we should have one paragraph. The whole issue of public participation, given the constitutional issues involved. Okay? Now there, I think we should confine ourselves to this bill, the process relating to this bill, not the whole big thing of including the principal act itself, because that part that's been reported on, etc., etc. We're focusing on the consultative or public participation in the development of this bill. Now, my proposal is that a paragraph is sufficient there. And that paragraph can start from the point that the bill was introduced in the NCOP, following which an extensive public participation process was embarked upon, involving some 66 public hearings conducted in the provinces. And after the bill was passed, came to the NA, was referred to this committee, which in turn conducted an extensive public participation process that involved the one thing I want us to always caution about. Our public participation process was not really focused on provinces. The mandate constitutionally to involve the provinces is an NCOP mandate. Our participation process was focused on the involvement of ordinary people, especially in remote areas of the country, who ordinarily wouldn't have had the opportunity to participate in the process and to influence the outcome. So let me steer away about this whole story about how many provinces did we go to, how many, even in those provinces, how many areas were able to cover, how central. That was not the intention, right? So I think we should just mention something to the effect that the NA, something I've just mentioned now, and then add further to say, and as a result of additional requests, the committee conducted public hearings in Parliament as well. Okay? And leave it at that. Okay? And that's basically our participation process. Right, so that, all of that in one paragraph. Then from there, unless there's any other preliminary areas we want to deal with, we go into the essence of the issues that we want to put across for Parliament to adopt as our recommendation. Correct? Now there, a lot of what is contained here, which relates to what the bill covered or did not cover, it already dealt with in the processing of the book. What we're looking at are issues that are outstanding, that need further work at the level of policy, etc. I'm just giving an overview, a comprehensive picture, and then I'll open it for discussion. So I'm tabling a framework for the entire report. And then once I've done that, I'm going to open it for discussion. So everybody will have ample opportunity to say their bit. Okay? Now, at that point, I think that we must start from the general to the specific. Okay? We must start from talking about the fact that although this legislation offers a comprehensive framework for child protection, okay, there are a number of policy areas which this legislation does not cover, but which will need to be further developed. All right, and urge that the multi-departmental task team that has assisted in the development of this legislation continue to do further work in this regard. Okay? This would involve reviewing of certain policies in various line functions of government, policies and legislative frameworks in various areas of government to ensure that the objective of developing a comprehensive social protection system for children is fully realized. Okay? And then, having opened it up that way, we could then say, in particular, the following areas have been identified as areas that need further policy development. Okay? Then we can list some of those specific issues. Then we can also talk about some of the methods that could not be finalized. Corporal punishment, obviously, Honorable Wokofane will kill us if we don't mention it, as he threatened yesterday. I am not sure if there's any other matter which was put aside for further consideration when the next round of amendments. As far as I'm concerned, that's the only outstanding issue. All right? So in essence, yeah.
You didn't speak to the issue of the protection, but it is covered under.
No, I'm just saying that we're going to say you mean in terms of no, I said that there are areas of policy development that need further work, and I didn't specify which those areas are. All right? That's where we're going to fill in when I open it up for discussion. Right. Now, that is the overarching framework that I propose we deal with. So when we deal with these areas that we need further work to be done, we'll just briefly, in a sentence, outline the problem or the gap, and then make a recommendation, unless the recommendation is assumed in the problem statement. So that is, in essence, what this will be all about. And I think we can quickly, formulate something within the next maximum an hour. That should fill two pages, and then we have our report. Right. That is how I propose we deal with it. So let's see whether how many people are here can draft a report in the space of an hour, sitting around this table. Now, right. Forgive me for sounding like Hitler, but I learned something about Hitler, which I shared yesterday, that he locked up all the scientists and engineers and demanded that they produce a car that can work in the desert and that it didn't need water to cool the engine. And that's how the Beetle was established. So let's establish a Beetle response. Right. Any input on what I've just outlined? Right. Any agreement with my proposed approach or disagreement? Ms. Sample?
Yeah, I have a problem with the proposed approach. And I particularly like the
hour of it. Hour of it, yeah. Okay, right. We essentially have disposed of the... Let's appoint a drafter who will essentially capture the thing so that at the end of this discussion they can read out something to us. Alright. Mama Kathy?
I think that the question is,
okay. The second thing is the official draft. Let me rather ask Lana, so that the department has a spin to it. All right. How do we do this? Maybe we could have the splitting of the task.
Can I make a proposal for you?
Yes.
I think as we speak, the secretary will obviously have to take the notes as we discuss.
Yes.
But Lana will capture the actual decisions that we make, which what goes into the report. So at the end of the day, we will still need a report on about this new issue. Like the overall report for the whole process, not the one that we passed in the week. So maybe the secretary should focus on that. And then for this one that we come with the deal, Lana must be happy. So they will both listen to the same discussions, but obviously capture the discussions differently.
Okay.
Ulla will capture the discussion so that we can have
done?
Our comprehensive report, and Ulla is capturing the report that we are to discuss now.
The advantage is that Lana has a computer in front of
her. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Lana, I know you take instructions from the minister, but maybe this morning you're going to take instructions from the
telescope.
Yes, Lana.
Chair, I've got no objection in supporting and capturing this, but on the 18th of October, we have captured a 5-pager that speaks to policy issues, foster care, guardianship, unaccompanied foreign children, child-headed households, corporal punishment, treat children, access to contraceptives, intersectoral collaboration, communication strategy and implementation. And my only question is, if we have done it then, why is it not before the committee or considered as
where
a partial
where
it was dated the 18th of October.
Let it be printed out. Okay.
This has come to clear to me. That document was handed out, I think it was the one handed out for the portfolio committee, just for the portfolio committee last Thursday.
Is that the document you're showing me?
And I said, where did this come from? Because it didn't have an author.
Oh,
I don't know what it was.
So you didn't have to do all of this.
But I think that in essence captures a lot of what the concerns of the committee were. You can be sharpened up and make it a bit shorter.
Can we get copies thereof whilst we're debating that?
That document check.
Yes.
That is what was handed out to the committee. That document was supposed to be our committee report.
I see.
When we were going to vote on the bill last week.
Okay.
It's a document you asked me to work with. Ulla and Ulla.
Oh, okay.
On everywhere discussing, and I kept on and Ulla, and I kept on saying to them, that must go into the report, that must go into the report, that must go into the report.
So, okay.
So,
what?
That was distributed on Wednesday morning.
Oh.
Now, I'm not sure.
So I probably received it too, but I don't have it in front of me. Is there anybody who doesn't have it in front of me? Yes, Dr. Malika.
You remember last week you requested department.
Can we have one meeting? Let's hear Dr. Malika.
You requested that the department and the secretariat can come with a report. So Lana and Agnes went and we just reported last week. and then, but unfortunately there was no opportunity to meet with the secretariat so that you can merge with what, you know, the information that we had and the one that they had.
Mm.
So that we can have one full report.
Mm.
So yeah, but we learned, we say emails. But I think it has been re-drafted and done
Okay, I caught the wrong end of the stick, but anyway, the point is that there is a document to work with it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have everybody have this in front of us. Is there anybody who doesn't have a copy?
Okay, let's get a clean one because mine is written.
Sorry,
I've written a whole pile of notes on mine.
All right.
And let me find where the clean copy.
All right.
Do you have a clean copy? Yes.
All right, so let's use that as the basis, and to the extent that there might just be shortening of long sentences, if at all, you know, we can just do that, but otherwise, that would form the basis on which we report. Okay. Now, all it means, yes, Mr. Weaver.
Yes.
Mm.
We have to be searching, yeah?
Yeah, I'm sure we have the research. Where is the research? Why do we need the research?
The person there is, I mean, she's supposed to be researching.
Well,
no,
support at that level is irrelevant right now. The document is before us. We must finish it in the next hour. So we are called drafters now. And all we need to finalize is at a collective. That's it. Let's start. Obviously, the first part will be as reflected in the report, draft report circulated, because that's standard. Okay? Then that would be followed by shouldn't it say the committee, however, wishes to report further as follows? All right?
Wouldn't you do this before, after the discussion?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, say that the committee wishes to report as follows. Then we'll have that two paragraph or three paragraph background, or is it captured in this document?
Yes.
Okay. So Lana will formulate something in the meantime, and then she'll read something out to us. Remember the story about international and constitutional obligations, the story about the 10 years that this thing has taken to come to us, and how the bill, upon introduction, split into 76, 75, dealing with the rights and parental relationship, or the legal relationship between parents and parents and others and children, something like that. Parents and children and others involved in the upbringing of children. And then to what was the other point you said under the background would include? Whatever it was, we'll try and remember. Alright. Then from the background we'll then go to this thing. Policy issues requiring further work, something like that, so that the heading is specific as to what we're talking about. Isn't it what the essence of this is? Alright? And then let's see. It is recommended that the following policy issues be further investigated. These are the two. Okay? And addressed by the Department of Social Development in collaboration with other affected government departments. All right? One, foster care in relation to social security. Okay? The print is training my eyes. Can somebody lead the discussion paragraph by paragraph? Okay, committee secretary, be my eyes.
Okay.
We're going to just read it out paragraph by paragraph, and if people want to chop and change, we'll do so as we go along. All right, is that okay? Right, okay, first paragraph.
Foster care in relation to social security really to reflect an increased intake in foster care figures as a result of the impact of HIV/AIDS and increased vulnerability of orphaned children. Has perpetrated the placement of children in foster care as a poverty alleviation measure in order to obtain a foster care grant instead of child support grant. The Portfolio Committee on Social Development has taken a definite approach not to fuse foster care and kinship care, specifically because Clause 150, as defined in the Children's Act, Act No. 38 of 2005, provides for children in need of care and protection and allows alternative placement of care of such vulnerable children.
Should read and allows for alternative placement or care alternative placement or care for such vulnerable children. Okay. Honorable Bani Zulu?
No, I wanted to propose that she leave the whole foster care so that we can charge it.
Oh, okay. No, I agree. Okay. Read the rest of it.
Second paragraph. According to the NWSSDF, statutory foster care stood at 49,843 by April 2000 and has increased to 375,647 by October 2006. This reflects an increase of over 650%. Clearly, there is a fusion on the application of foster care policy between social workers and magistrates. And in order to avoid potential litigation, the Portfolio Committee on Social Development calls for clarity in the application of policy on foster care. Foster care supervision by social workers and the termination of such supervision, a child's placement situation Foster care supervision by social workers and the termination of such supervision if a child's placement situation has stabilized. However, in spite of the termination, it is recommended that a social service professional must monitor the placement at least once in 2 years. Further investigation is required as to whether the means test could be applied in the foster care placement of children and that the foster care grant be adjusted accordingly. The Department of Social Development to develop line function policy on foster care issues.
Can I upfront say that the language must be clear? Let's speak formally, let's not speak informally. And all these DLGs, I think we need to spell out. This report is not an internal document. It's a a public document. All right. Must be accessible to the public. All right. Honorable Bokopani, do you want to shrink this for us? Talk to me.
I want to try to. There are two areas that I'm thinking is this. What we, it's basically just one paragraph that we must talk to, and the committee wants two things. We have seen the bill introducing of what cluster head, cluster skin. Am I correct? Do I call it correctly?
Cluster
foster care skin. So we would like to, you know, to put three, four lines to that as a new phenomenon.
Yeah.
And then the second aspect is that we want the department to have a letter of agency noting one, the fact that foster care is becoming a poverty alleviating measure.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be unaffordable that the policy for foster care be agency consolidation.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
Okay, so the
you see this history about the thousands of children that you can mention in your speeches tomorrow afternoon. Yes, and we'll get updated figures from Dr. Madeleine.
And it will, in the long term, become unaffordable. And we have the committee recommends an agent
review
of the care.
A comprehensive review of social security for children, because I think that would then begin to synergize and consolidate our social security policy on children, so that we don't have this counter.
So let's say social security for children. Yeah, I think it
makes sense. Dr. Marisa, you want to say something?
I want to go back to the
okay, just hold maybe. Do you want her to finish first?
I don't want to talk to poverty relief. That's okay.
Well, let's just get the Honorable Bokopani to finish her point.
We've taken it out for some of this.
Okay.
We are saying that the department must suspect after review of social security
facilities. Yeah, okay.
So we're not talking to the
all the specific
the one paragraph is the chapter is the contact the team that's on bone. That is where we say acknowledging the committee acknowledge is the language level. The high number where is that? The increased number the increased number of
the take up
yes. and the committee therefore introduced the cluster is the burden on social work and whatever.
Maybe we can mention that the start by saying the committee notes the what is the English, is it the astronomical or the what's a more formal
significant growth.
The significant, but it's more than significant.
The
phenomenal, yeah.
Yes.
The committee noted the phenomenal growth of.
Concern.
Oh yes, the committee notes with concern the phenomenal take up growth.
The phenomenal
growth. Phenomenal growth of
the uptake
of the foster care grant.
And the
figure having grown from.
Two pages, don't go there. Don't go there.
Okay. All right. Okay. It's noted with concern the phenomenal growth. As well as the inconsistent.
Don't go there.
Okay.
That's too much. Oh. The next one is the other one.
Foster care in relation to social security. That's the The Department of Social Development must acknowledge, and this means something because you've changed what you said from must acknowledge.
Now you're ordering with the policy notes.
Concerned the phenomenal growth in the uptake of the foster care grant and therefore has introduced the cluster foster care scheme. You were talking about alleviating pressure from social workers and magistrates to fast track the placement of these children.
Yes.
But the two do not follow. But the two points do not follow. They are intended for. They feature differently. The phenomenal growth
necessitates the review.
Which has necessitated a review of social security for children. Of the policy on social security.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Dr. Mabeto?
Yeah, I just want to make you aware that social care, because remember it's not about the grant, mainly it's about the placement of a vulnerable child. So it is not
Yeah. In fact, we should not start with expressing concern.
Yeah.
We should actually be positive about it from the beginning.
Yeah.
For the simple reason, we should be positive, but at the same time concerned. Okay. So the whole HIV thing and the thing is really to give context to this, and the need clearly has necessitated this kind of growth. It's not as if it was just the lapsing of policy alone that influenced the growth. It's also the pressing needs that were there that created conditions in lieu of an alternative, you see, of the expansion here.
Okay.
So,
I'm the
time keeper. All right, she'll work something out. Dr. Mabeto would look at the screen as she's working and maybe suggest some changes.
Just in the light of what Dr. Mabeto is saying in terms of balancing the elements of cluster foster care. I mean, we have to look into what are we saying.
Yeah. But the point we're making there is this. That.
Let me read that.
Okay.
And then Lana will be with me. Lana, the committee notes with concern the phenomenal growth in the uptake of foster grants and therefore requests that the Department of Social Development conduct an in-depth comprehensive review of social security for children.
An urgent comprehensive review.
Yeah.
But is this what we are saying then? That is
no, wrong. we're going to bring the positive side.
But then the next paragraph is positive.
Yeah. Let me just walk you through with the negative.
Then I would suggest we drop concern.
No, that's the negative side. But we're going to come to the positive.
But the question what I'm asking is, are we concerned that children are getting we're not concerned about that. We're just noting that there is an increase.
Yeah,
our only fear we have is that maybe the government would...
Our concern is the long-term sustainability.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not that children are increasing.
Okay, guys, give way. So what are we doing?
Okay, the committee knows... Wara.
Okay, it will say the committee knows the phenomenon grows in the uptake of foster care grants, and therefore requests.
No, before.
Foster care. Yeah, as you take out, I'm like trying to read.
Yes,
what
yes.
you read like.
Okay, read.
The committee knows which could affect
the long-term sustainability
of
this grant. So that's basically the change in that paragraph. Okay? It however commends the department.
That is the next paragraph.
Yeah. It however commends the department for the efforts made to maximize access to this form of support to vulnerable children, and in particular,
and this is the music.
No, because we want to bring the cluster for psychiatry. No, we don't want you want more short sentences.
No dreamings, Chen, no dreamings. Just forget it.
When you get to there, you say full stop.
Communicate like journalists and not like lawyers.
Yes, please, we don't want to be lawyers for this.
The cluster foster care system being introduced in this bill will go a long way. That is the Youth League version there.
In improving the placement of such children.
We talked about vulnerable children. Yeah, we must emphasize that this is meant for vulnerable children. Yeah, all of those children. The placement and support for such vulnerable children. Yeah, for such children. And that's basically it. Foster care is that. Anything critical that anybody feels has not been mentioned there with regard to.
So we no longer recommend the
energy or complaining.
Oh, yes, we... No, read the whole thing so that we're done with it. Lana is the only person that's talking right now. Now, let's start. No, no, you see in the sample, you are the one that's talking. Right. Lana is the only one that's talking. Lana, person.
They should be talking.
The header is foster care in relation to social security. The committee notes the phenomenal growth in the uptake of the foster care grant, singular, which could affect the long-term sustainability of this grant, and therefore requests the Department of Social Development to conduct an urgent comprehensive review of social security for children. It however commended the department for the... It however commends the department for the efforts made to maximize access to this form of support to vulnerable children. The structure foster care system being introduced in this bill will go a long way in improving the placement and support of children.
I think we should say to this vital form of support.
Yeah, right.
Of such
children,
to those particular ones. Vital, where is that form of support? Just as the way it's vital.
Vital form?
Yeah.
Don't put so many vital form of support to children.
Two children.
The placement and vital form
Okay, let's hear.
Shepherd, I'm saying, if we say for children, do we mean for every child? But when we say for such children, do we mean for those particular children?
No, what we are saying. No. I'll explain why to children is still correct.
Mm.
You see, the system itself already separates out who qualifies. But the point is that the system is there to all children, but only those among them who actually need the system in terms of the criteria used would actually receive it. So what we're trying to say is that this is a response to a need for children.
Okay.
So it's more a question of language.
Not only that, from a human rights perspective, you can't use such things because then
you're boxing them,
and it's not allowed in a legal, in a human rights language,
paradigm.
which is what we are operating.
That's why we say we say something for all, you know, a better life for all. We know that not everybody would have a better life from the way others already have that better life. But our whole overall goal is to make a better life. All right. Dr. Mabeto. I hope you are not bringing new issues there because we're slowly
starting. It could be, I don't know, because I think the decision was also that we need to look at foster care comprehensively and not only look at a grant. You know, there was a request that the department decided to use medical care for children, but we must also need to investigate the entire foster care or social care.
No, we can just add that under where we talked of comprehensive prescription. Just read that part there. Lana, read the first paragraph.
The one that was reformulated.
Yes, the final text of the first paragraph. And I'll tell you what to add.
The committee notes the phenomenal growth in the uptake of the foster care grant, which could affect the long-term sustainability of this grant, and therefore request the Department of Social Development to conduct an urgent comprehensive review of social security or social security policy for children.
As well as
security policy
for children. As well as
the foster care system.
Yeah.
As well as the foster care system.
Yeah.
Okay. It now is a means DSC for the efforts made maximize. the poetry on book even, and then plus the foster cases can be introduced in this bill will go a long way in improving the placement and vital form of support for children.
Right. Excellent. Anything else that, if not mentioned, the sky will fall under protection?
No.
Going. That's it. Boom. First paragraph. Let's deal with the second issue.
Number two is guardianship.
All right. That one is a very brief one. Just read it.
To lower guardianship orders to the level of the children's court instead of the high court to ensure accessibility by all.
Okay. Let's have the following paragraph.
Before you even get there.
Okay.
Actually, because the lowering of
foster care
by the
guest,
wouldn't we move it to the
guest? In any case, well, this technically is an issue, it's a policy issue that needs to be further looked at and be put on forward.
But not in the current bill.
I know it's not in the current bill.
But
it's a policy issue that we feel that needs further work. Okay? Right, let me propose the following formulation then. Okay? The committee noted during the consideration of the Children's Act 2005, so that's where it is. Okay? The motivation put forward by Justice and Development Constitutional Development Department for retaining the jurisdiction of the High Court over guardianship matters. In view of the pending the placing in of the family court. Where the matter will ultimately reside. In the meantime, however, the committee noted with concern the hardship experienced by poor people in accessing the High Court and urges that the DOJ, Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, review this decision whilst at the same time...
You're becoming a lawyer now. Come back and be a journalist.
Review this decision.
Lawyers like teams.
So journalists and teachers.
No, maybe review. This decision.
To lower guardianship to children.
With a view to
lower jurisdiction.
to lowering the jurisdiction over this matter to the lower court, or of bringing this matter of bringing this matter to the lower court.
Bringing
this matter to the lower court. Or bringing down this matter to the lower court.
To the lower court.
The committee noted, during the consideration of the Children's Act 2005, the motivation put forward by the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development for retaining the jurisdiction of the High Court over guardianship matters. Pending the closing in of the family court, where the matter will ultimately reside, and then in the meantime, however,
that pending is not a new comma. It's a comma there.
Is it a comma after pending?
Before pending.
For retaining the jurisdiction of the High Court over guardianship matters, comma, pending the matter, pending the closing in of the family court, where the matter will ultimately reside.
Yeah, okay.
In the meantime, however, the committee noted with
I
want to recommend with your permission that in the meantime you then after one of start with noting.
Okay. Right.
Just cut down the all that that comes before after the bookstop and start with noting.
Okay.
Noting the concern. Noting with concern the hardship experienced by two people in accessing the High Court.
In fact, should say the committee noted
the Department of Justice to review this decision with a view to bring this matter to bringing this matter to the lower court.
Yeah.
Let me just capture that. Nothing was concerned on just reviewing the four people in accessing.
All right. Okay, so we're done with guardianship. Next point.
And number three is unaccompanied foreign children.
Okay.
Investigate comprehensive social services to unaccompanied foreign children, as well as identification documents for such children to access possible social security and statutory placement.
The refugee children.
Yes, it should be unaccompanied minor.
Can I propose the following formulation for this sentence? The committee further noted with concern. We wouldn't be raising this matter if we were not concerned.
The consent committee.
Okay. There are political connotations. Yes, sir.
You go on to the website and everything else.
All right.
Can I just introduce a different angle?
Okay.
So that you can address rules
and
rules committee.
Okay.
Because this one is not necessarily that we know that we concern. It's a gap that we've identified in the
case.
That the bill does not go, so does not go further to deal with issues of unaccompanied and refugee children. So instead of opening and saying that we are concerned, we need to know the limitations of the Children's Act in extending services to
right, okay.
That's the
general now.
You're doing very well.
No, maybe we should start with what the committee recognizes. Because remember that to some extent the existing legislation indirectly deals with it. So the issue is more how adequate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go on,
sir. Why? All right. While the committee recognizes the support that recognizes the
support.
The support is there.
Extended.
Yeah. The support While the committee recognizes the fact that the Children's Act provides for all children, for all vulnerable children, including refugee children and unaccompanied and undocumented foreign children, it however urges that more work be conducted at an intersectoral level to remove any gaps in policy
to remove any policy gaps.
To improve the protection of the children.
What is that going to do with food protection?
Okay.
Identify the
gaps.
I want clarity on what you want in the data, because we refer to undocumented in the one and minor in the other. So the header currently reads unaccompanied minor and refugee foreign children. So minor is, if a child is a minor in any event.
Look, the word children and minor has been collapsed to mean the same thing from the 1st of July.
Unaccompanied and refugee foreign children.
Yeah.
Whilst the committee recognizes the fact that the Children's Act provides for all vulnerable children, including refugee children and unaccompanied undocumented foreign children, it however urges that more work be conducted at an intersectoral level to remove any policy gaps.
Yeah.
To remove any barriers.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying. It's supposed to be barriers to access.
Okay.
What may I understand what barriers means. That is important.
Because no, I agree with Honorable Dirac. Maybe we don't really want to preempt what those gaps are going to be.
But they are there, Mike, and we know them. The fact that we really
Yeah, but let's rather let that process run its course in life. Let it resolve all those issues and deal with it.
I have a problem with that.
Okay.
The fact that we refer to this particular legislation, we automatically, we're talking about this legislation that we are having. And at the present moment, this legislation extends those services to the children. But there is a rider, which is the gap that we are identifying in policy. And one of the immediate fundamental gaps is that as a refugee child, you can't just walk into an ECD center without a refugee status being declared. But you will get protected in an alternative care facility. You understand? So because we're talking about this particular legislation, it is important that we acknowledge the barriers at the moment. Because if we leave it and say just quality care without actually forcing certain access to barriers that are limiting access.
Okay, let's put both of them. Let's say quality gap and barriers that limit access to services. That limits their access to services.
That's
right. Done. Next area. And just be consistent with talking about unaccompanied and undocumented. Even earlier on you have mentioned the one and not the other. And then mentioned both.
Just as a matter of interest.
Yes, yes.
Lady Brand is very nearly fit.
Okay.
Some of these children are taught how to cross over.
Okay.
Access, whatever.
Yeah.
Health. And they simply just walk back into it.
That's true.
So how do we counteract that kind of crisis?
Yeah.
Which is very ripe along Lady Brand's fit.
You see that I had that in mind when you raised the question, do we need to go further than policy gap? Because are we wanting to preempt what the policy should be? I know about the constitutional obligation and international obligations that we have to choose. Now the trick is, do these children of necessity have a right of access to all the services that all South African children are entitled to? And if so, how do we deal with this question that Madira raised, where we could be seen as creating incentives for unscrupulous operators who take their children, dump them in South Africa, knowing that they will be taken proper care of as a mischief? How do we balance this issue? Why don't we avoid this debate by simply leaving it to a process which is going to deal with
order?
Why don't we leave the issue to a process that's going to deal with all the issues and come with a comprehensive and clear policy, so that as a country we know that, and obviously that policy would have to respond to whatever international obligations in terms of whatever agreements were signed at an international level. They can't avoid that. And whatever constitutional obligations, they can't avoid that, you see. But all we're saying is that the policy must be clear and comprehensive, and it should seek to address the gaps that are there in the policy. Because the gaps invariably is going to reveal, you know, issues of barriers and so on. Would that not be another way of reaching a compromise around this issue? And avoiding opening ourselves up to a debate which we ourselves haven't really had a proper engagement with, and in any case it doesn't affect us only. There is the issue of foreign, our national foreign policy as well, which must be taken up for all. Dr. Mavetla, I'll come to you on the board of the panel. Okay.
I want you to remember, we are one of the members of this committee today, when we deliberated on the children, refugee children, and unaccompanied foreign minors, we listed as some of those children who are found in need of care and protection. But with a lot of consultation, those who were taken out, mainly because of the reasons that Lema Dirango is raising now, that, you know, if you open up what I think, at the moment you can hardly provide social security to your own children. But now when you open up to the real world, you're creating an attraction. So I don't know, even we will investigate, I think it's going to the report, but we should bear in mind that it is this portfolio committee that took it out.
Look, the bottom line, of course, is that for now, all right, for now, and I think even in future, children who are in a vulnerable situation would need some kind of intervention. You can't skip a child because that child has a neighbor who is in a desperate situation at that point. I mean, that we can't. But the issue goes beyond it's what you call the immediate survival issue of that. But there's a medium to long term, you know, future and well being of the child, which is another matter. But look, I don't think we need to open up a whole debate. We just need to find a way in which we could capture it in a manner that we don't stifle it, but at the same time, we don't impose, you know, I mean, we keep it somehow open, but sending a clear message that more work definitely does need to be done in this regard.
Wait,
I have Honorable Bokopane first, and then I'll come to you, my director.
I'm just trying to establish which part of the formulation and defense now are we putting in question. Because for me personally, I don't think any of the formulation and defense now is doing any of the issues you are raising there.
Okay.
But a very mere fact that when we said access, I mean barriers to access to services, the heading talks to refugee children. And I made an example that
refugee and unaccompanied.
Yes. Now we must be consistent in the language in that paragraph, because we're talking about two pairs of children. We're talking about unaccompanied, undocumented children. So the first part talks to those children, which is the quality gap. But we also lumped in the refugee children. Who needs to access services when they are refugees, they have been detained. So the access to barriers and is talking to refugee children. But also...
And foreign minors.
Yes, and foreign minors, but also remember, in the principal exchange, you got a chapter on trafficking. And when you talk about unaccompanied minor, in this particular instance, you're talking about trafficked children. When a child lands in South Africa as a trafficked child, the principal act has already indicated how we must have already extended a service to that.
Can I adjudicate on a lengthy Honorable Bokopane, I'm sorry, Madireko, I'll hear you, and then I'm going to adjudicate.
No, I'm just giving an example of the abuse.
Okay.
In Pittsburgh, where we had a very hostile meeting while I was in office in the precinct.
Okay.
A woman stands up and rapids us, and we have this hostile audience agreeing that we are not providing for preschool children. She really rattled us. And just her voice, I recognized that she was a domestic of my sister's friend while she was in exile in the city. So I called her by her name and told her she has no right to stand up there and rattle us the way she does, because she's not a South African citizen. I even told her where she worked. And before long, she had disappeared into thin air. It was just fortunate that I recognized her from her voice. Somehow, you know. I'm saying this is open to a great deal of abuse.
Yeah.
Particularly, I don't know other areas, but around the Lesotho border, Vipana and so on, it is extremely abused.
Can I indicate this? You see, I don't want to be in a situation that we were with regards to corporal punishment. We know the level of xenophobia in this country, which permeates through many corridors. And many people will not acknowledge it openly, but the reality is that we have, it's a very vexed area.
Why wouldn't it be when Mozambicans come and kill our lead singer?
You know, I know. So I think we must find a way as this committee where we take the rest of society along and gradually, you know, inspire their fighting. So I think that in the context of this report, it might just assist if we make it as broad and open as possible rather than narrow it down. Because, like I said, our international obligations and constitutional obligations, in any case, are there. So if the policy is denying access, which the law actually requires, okay, they will be taken to task anyway. We know the story about the permanent residents who have gone to the Constitutional Court, and the Constitutional Court has ruled that they are entitled to our social security and other services, social services, such as education and so on. So those things in any case will be dealt with. But I'm saying for our purposes, it might be strategic for us to end a policy gap and put a full stop there. Alright? Because policy gap invariant means that to the extent that our policy is not assisting us in meeting our constitutional and international obligations, then it's a policy gap, you see. So, and if barriers are the result that we are not meeting those standards, then it means the policy gap is that the barriers have not been removed in the policy. So I think that it still takes care of it. And then we avoid the controversy that could arise and derail the whole thing unnecessarily. So I'm just saying, in a sense, let's not let sleeping wake up sleeping dogs. Right.
No,
please. Can we go with the majority?
What are you suggesting?
No. Look. Can we?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway,
right. So that is far as that one goes.
Can we stop with policy gaps? To remove any policy gaps?
Lala, please don't push us to have to say yes a thousand times.
We have said yes. Lala, they are deleting policy gaps.
No, we're saying up to policy gaps.
They are stopping at policy gaps. They are removing the input on access to barriers and children with the name of the community. No way.
All right. That's how we resolve that issue. Okay, so let's move on to the next one.
The next one is number 4, tri-headed households. The practical management and monitoring of tri-headed households must be investigated further. What will the practical implications be if it's high-headed?
Must be investigated.
Yeah.
All right, proceed. May we have one meeting, please? We want to leave this room as soon as possible.
What will the practical implications be if a child-headed household must function under the general supervision of an adult? Will such an adult physical stay with the children or a 24 will such an adult
physically stay with the children on a 24-hour basis, or will it entail certain hours a day? The bill mentions that a child of 16 heading the household or the supervising adult may collect and administer any social security grant. In practice, this will be the child support grant for young siblings up to the age of 14. The accountability and spending of such grant must be clarified. There is also a concern that the Master's Office does not have the necessary monitoring mechanism in place to ensure that children who inherit assets are not exploited. The protection of the estate and assets, regardless of estate value, targeting poorer households with children must be protected.
Obviously, this is too much detail that this clumsy that needs to be tightened. Ms. Sample?
May I say that we just say the committee recommends that the practical management and monitoring of child given households be further investigated.
Okay.
Something along those lines.
I think we could have that as a recommendation. But I think there's something we need to mention briefly about the problem.
Okay.
The concern.
Yeah.
Without giving all of this detail that we have.
Yes, sir. Keep me on
Mr.
board.
Yeah.
I will be ringing it up just
okay.
Reasonable absolute.
Okay.
What was the thinking behind furthering the investigation?
You mean the whole process here?
Must be further investigated.
Oh, you mean relation to child
what household? What was the thinking?
Specifically with regard to childhood.
Yes.
All right.
They said you will get you there and I should be able to...
Okay, is there somebody who wants to respond to this specific question? What further investigation needed to be done in relation to the system of childhood households? Okay.
Very simple, very
big.
Okay. The supervision in terms of as we give the recognition, how will the supervision of the adults that need to supervise those children happen? That is the one thing. The second thing is the access to services, the packaging, because when those children are in a child support grant, it ends at 14, what happens until they are 18? So it's the basket of services over and above the grant. And then thirdly, it's the monitoring and the registering, the whole monitoring and the registering of targeted housing.
Can I propose the following formulation? And then we can have Ms. Sample as a recommendation. The committee okay.
With hesitation, give recognition to
with reservation.
With reservation. It's not a nice thing for a house created by itself.
No.
The committee observed the escalating problem of child-headed households due to certain social challenges resulting from various social challenges.
How long time
in the
let's not go there because it's the same with various sentences so the well known part must
that has necessitated the granting of legal recognition.
Can I just ask this question?
Okay.
In that particular element, I think it's becoming too low.
Okay.
Because the hard-headed households were necessitated by the impact of HIV/AIDS. And we all know that.
Not necessarily.
Wait. That is not necessarily now, but that is
where the phenomenon of child murder always comes, whether we want to agree or not. So let's try and sum that up with the factors and then just get into the, like, four lines. So you have a full stop where you are now and without going on earth.
Yeah, but if we say HIV and AIDS, would have to say an other social challenge.
Yeah.
Because
you don't have to specify it, but I was
just
saying that is basically.
Yeah. Okay. But in terms of formulation, what are we saying? Because I was trying to come up with a formulation. What did we say? Just tell me what I told you that
was.
The
escalating problem of childbearing households resulting from social challenges that has necessitated the granting of legal recognition.
In this legislation. In this proposed legislation. Or in this bill. No, in this bill is the last part of your sentence that you've just read.
Still
full stop. Okay. And then what was an example? I want to see if there's anything in between that still needs to be added.
You propose something like the committee recommends...
No, read what an example has.
Okay. The committee recommends that the practical management and monitoring of childhood and households must be investigated.
Yeah. Further investigated. Yeah. So that's all we've said under childhood and households.
Can we take out
those two paragraphs, both sentences, that's it. Right. The next one.
Am I right in my thinking that the whole problem revolves around the administration of that grant?
No. Not just that.
In the absence of anybody else.
Yes.
Maybe we should add to the sample sentence by adding a sentence, in particular, the administration of the grant
and the
adult supervision. The administration of social security to such households and the adult
my worry is once you go to that group, they can access UIF, they can access all sorts of other different, they are parents, provident funds, that might not necessarily have appointed guardians, so it's not only about social security.
No, but all of those things are social security. That's the whole point.
When I leave my pension for my children without appointing a guardian and I don't want it to go, it can't be social security. So I'm just saying,
Social security. The definition of social security is far much broader. In fact, we could even use the term social protection, which includes services generally, like housing, health, etc.
Yeah.
So maybe social protection is actually the problem.
I can live with that, but remind you of the social of the various you remove.
Okay.
The committee recommends that the practical management and monitoring of child-rearing households must be further investigated, in particular social protection.
A new sentence there. In particular, Mokopane wants short sentences.
But it starts with
in particular.
That's not quite a way to say. So take that rid of in particular.
That is in particular.
The example will help.
It must not present.
Okay, that's it.
No, no. Particularly, at least, but you can't say in particular. As a new sentence.
No, you can investigate it further. Particularly, social protection and adult supervision.
Yes.
Yes.
Particularly, there are
social protection and
from us.
Particularly, and other supervision. Particularly their access to social protection.
Okay.
So that it's clear, it is purposeful.
And Chair, we don't justify why the committee has increased the age from 15 to 16.
That's just a minor issue. Yeah, okay. Finished there. Next issue.
Chair, I need a direction in this one. Is there a need to read the corporal punishment after the decision was taken yesterday?
That is a decision.
That is the decision. We'll come to, should we come to corporal punishment at the end? Maybe let's deal with it here.
Yeah. 136 was child headed household, 139 is corporal punishment. So
yeah, okay, fine. Now, what did they say here? Should we even go through here or should we just formulate something?
Let's just say what we want to say.
Yeah, okay. The committee clause 139 from the bill before from the bill dealing with discipline from the bill in recognition of the need for further discussion,
for further investigation
of the matter. And anticipate this matter to be finalized in the anticipated
in the forthcoming
set of amendments. In a forthcoming amendment bill to be introduced in terms of section 75 of the Constitution in 2008. I'm sure by now the media hype has already started. All right. That more or less captured it.
No, it doesn't capture it.
Talk to me. Trust me. Okay. That somebody keep on looking at the incredible profanity that we have here by lunchtime.
You're not saying anything about the system of tagging.
The who?
Because we really...
The tagging. No, those things will deal with them. Oh, maybe we should.
Not good enough reason. That's what makes me
do. All right. The you see, I'm trying to avoid dealing also with the issue of capacity to implement the whole thing about appropriate comments. Let's say...
Can we deal with the implementation rather? What is conveyed on the last paragraph?
Of this draft?
Yes, that is the main thing. It's the question around implementation.
The last paragraph.
Just read it.
The last paragraph.
that move, this will give.
It's okay.
This is also.
This will give DSD the opportunity to prepare for the implementation of such section by way of developing the regulations guidelines.
Where are you reading before?
And other instruments.
Oh, okay. Let's leave it at that. Let's not further complicate. Equally, this 75. Oh yes, I think we must mention the 35. So.
Yeah.
The committee. Is of the view. The committee. Should we say further? Okay. The committee is of the view that this matter should have been tagged as a Section 75 matter by the JMT, joint tagging mechanism, when the comprehensive bill was introduced in 2003, and recommend that the JMT reviewed its decision in this regard. No, this is a procedure issue. The implementation is a separate issue. We could mention the implementation. In fact, we should mention the implementation question. I know the department might think differently, but they don't have a final word on it. Yeah, well, let me first get Dr. Mavita and then Lana.
Sir, I don't want to put words in the committee's mouth, but don't you also say there's no, that by taking out this clause, it will not, you're not creating sort of a gap.
In the legislation.
Well,
that will deal with in the politics. Remember, this is not a communication strategy.
Yeah.
This is a report of Parliament.
No.
So the law remains, and that is the position. Those issues we'll deal with in our debates, we'll deal with it in the media, we'll deal with it in our communication strategies, etc. But for purposes of this report, that fact remains. There's no need to talk to it.
Okay.
Yeah. Lana, wait. Let me first. I have Lana first, and then I'll come to you. Talk to me, Lana.
Gee, this might be in the wrong place, but referring to the future technical amendment, does the committee want to express a view or a directive to the department that when this issue comes back to Parliament in Section 75 law, that the preparatory groundwork on consultation on this should have already been done in a very broader sense.
We don't want to deal with issues of practicality.
Okay.
We just want to state clearly that further work is going to be done, and what that further work entails is something that, look, there's going to be a lot of consultations and processing and all of that. Honorable Bukhopani Zulu?
I wanted to talk to the implementation
of
the removal of this law, paragraph or something.
You're referring to the paragraph here?
139.
Oh, okay. Yes, the clause, yes. The removal of the sloth, yes, I'm listening.
Does not limit the implementation of the program in relation to Section 144. That's what I want to say.
Oh, okay. So that links in, ties in with Dr. Mabitra's earlier point. Maybe let's say the committee, however, wishes to emphasize the point. You're writing, Lana?
Mm-hmm. Is it paragraph 2 or 1?
Yeah, the next paragraph. Under discipline. The committee, however, wishes to emphasize that the existing law regulating appropriate forms of discipline remains in place no, maybe let's do it in the negative. The existing law regulating inappropriate forms of discipline of children remains in place. And Bukopani's point, and what was Bukopani's point?
The implementation of Section.
Yeah. And what was Section 144 essentially talking about?
It's parenting programs.
Okay.
The implementation.
Parent. Okay. What do you call it? What's the name? And that the program envisaged in this bill aimed at promoting positive what? Positive parenting method.
In the bill, we're talking about skills.
Okay, positive parenting skills. Should be implemented. I'm just talking about implementation. Let's hang in. I recommend that the department proceed with the implementation of, and then the whole thing. It's got to do with implementation of those programs. Okay. Read it out to us. How are we doing for time?
The committee right. Now either wishes to emphasize that they
are dead.
All right.
The committee, however, wishes to emphasize that the existing law regulating inappropriate forms of discipline of children remains in place, and that the programs envisaged in this law aim at promoting positive parenting skills from what be implemented by the Department of Social Services.
Yeah, right.
Full stop.
And then the next point is street children. Children living on the street. Okay, heading is children living on the street, is it not?
Yes.
All right. Now, what do you... Or shall we talk about displaced children? But we want to put emphasis on children living on the street, eh?
No.
dislike children. See, young people understand these matters better because they are the ones that live on it.
Just say three children because some of them are only in the streets during the day, some of them sleep in the streets, so
okay.
You want to deal with all of them.
So the label is not an issue?
Yes, three children is fine.
Okay, fine. Isn't it children who work and live on the street?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Let's proceed. Now, what do we want in essence to say about the children? Let's stop reading through all those long paragraphs. What do we want to do? Talk to me.
Okay.
I'm saying I just want to hear the commentary. Okay, fine.
Two things, Chair, that I want to recommend to us so that we are out of here by 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
The first one is the recognition of what used to be shelters for street children, them being child and youth care centers. So that is the first part that we want to emphasize. And the fact that now that they are going to be child and youth care centers, it means that these children would also benefit from the services extended to children who need a parent protection.
Okay. The committee has endorsed. The committee has in this bill endorsed the policy shift. From providing for children living on the street. For providing shelter for street children. To a comprehensive response to the social needs of children. As children in need of care, as children in need of care and protection. In child and youth care centers and other social programs for children. In social programs for children, including child and youth care centers. Do you want to put
As it stands currently, the committee has endorsed in this bill policy shift from providing shelter for free children to a comprehensive response to the social needs of children as children in need of care and protection in child and youth care centers.
Because it doesn't say what we want to say.
Okay. The second sentence that we can propose is that the proposed amendment has elevated the position of the free child to that of one that requires statutory intervention.
Yes, thank you.
So you've elevated the vulnerability of the free child to a statutory intervention program through a child and youth
like very program. Technical language.
Yeah. Just go back to the first question.
Let's be simple and say what we're saying.
Let's just go back.
The committee has engaged in this bill the policy from providing shelter for free children for providing shelter
from. Remember, and then just take it from the shelter, sorry.
and from providing shelter to three children.
No, Lana, from providing
The committee has endorsed in this bill the policy shift
being the board group
from providing shelter for three children.
To providing a comprehensive response
to the social needs
and recognizing.
As children in need of care and protection in child and youth care.
But that was the end, recognizing that they are children in need of care.
As children in need of care and protection.
And recognizing that they are children.
To provide a comprehensive response while recognizing that they are children in need of care and protection.
But wasn't there an issue about whether that alone has sufficiently addressed the problem? Because there's the whole issue of documenting and all of that.
Yeah.
Okay, the committee, however, calls upon the department to interact, to ensure that a comprehensive intersectoral reform to the needs of the children is developed in collaboration with other departments. That's a recommendation. So that Roma first comes to the party with regard to their birth certificate, education comes to the party when it comes to their schooling, etc. Okay, so that's the recommendation. Okay, next point. We're done with three children. Next one. Let's not further controversialize this thing. Okay, intersectional cooperation, I think we've already touched it in a number of respects. Eh? Communication strategy, I think that's the last point.
Sorry, just before you from the intersectional cooperation, I thought that on this particular one we would want to say something with regards to the to how the department needs to collaborate in the actual implementation of the whole thing. Whether we want to talk to the steering committee.
We've already touched on the steering committee needing to be maintained going forward.
Where?
And it's all right at the beginning.
I mean,
we'll put it as a concluding paragraph. So let's deal with the one and then we'll come back to intersection. The last one is communication strategy. Shouldn't we love the two?
Yeah.
Intersectional and communication strategy.
Then we need to talk to the norms and standards and regulations. No.
No,
what's the minus again?
What?
No, we can include all of that as paragraph in the
control.
No, I've already ruled they're out of order. So don't deal with them directly.
No, because we need to, this bill is full of nonsense standards and it's full of regulations. Surely we need to say something about
Kopani Zulu, you are correct and the chair has ruled. So let's start drafting. Okay? Right. We need three paragraphs. Concluding, the first paragraph talks about intersectoral collaboration and the need for the steering committee to continue its work to follow up on all these issues we have put forward. The second talks to the need for the issue about the finalization of the many regulations and norms and standards and research in this list. Nation, and then the final one needs to talk to an integrated and comprehensive communication strategy to communicate the correct intentions of the legislation as well as to educate the public about or as well as to infuse within society the efforts and values promoted by this legislation. All right, so can we just formulate something along those lines in the three paragraphs? Right.
Yeah.
No, we say strategies, norms and standards and regulations. Regulations and implementation and guidelines for implementation. And implementation and other implementation tools.
The
MNE
framework will
form
part of the
in a synergized way. Something of a synergy.
What is that?
Is that okay. And then we must talk of monitoring and implementation.
Yes, the MNE framework but also the implement the profile of children, that's one part of the tools we talk about.
Talk to me about profile.
I remember in the act, the MNCs are supposed to develop profiles of children in their provinces.
You mean in terms of
profiles for the services of the children? Those, you know, like your ECG, your child and youth care, your Wara Wara, all the. So that each province has a profile of its children. To be able to accept and clarify certain services in certain areas. What do you call those documents? You call them profiles.
Yes, profiles of
services
of children.
Profiles of services of children.
Yeah, you can throw it in and so.
Okay.
But is this the area where, because you know we had a serious deliberation on.
Do we need a forum to adopt this report?
On the main
issue, right? Okay. Are we not correcting? Aren't we correcting?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Can we adopt this report? Subject to the fine-tuning of that wedding on that last paragraph.
Chair, I'm sorry, I'm not protected of the report and platform.
That you haven't seen.
Okay,
let's read it out. Okay, fine. Okay, can we find a way of having it printed out?
Under intersectoral collaboration,
The committee recommends that the Interdepartmental Steering Committee on the Children's Act as the only coordinating mechanism, I don't know if you want to say in government, in consultation with social development provinces and other government departments, should be compelled to report regularly to a higher level of governance, such as the FOSAT cluster. We can also say to report to Parliament, such as the FOSAT cluster, with regard to the implementation and development tools. Something about implementation plans, profiles of services, regulations, norms and standards, practice guidelines, and the implementation of strategies as required in the box.
Okay. Okay, and then the next paragraph. Okay. The communication strategy is touched on.
No, this is on intersectoral collaboration.
Yeah. But what have you got on communication strategy? We have three paragraphs there. That intersectionally covers it, and then the communication strategy.
The Portfolio Committee strongly recommends that the Department of Social Development embarks on a comprehensive implementation and awareness strategy on the implementation of this goal. Children are a collective responsibility within government, and it is important that this strategy be implemented on a continuous basis in an intersectoral manner.
Yeah, that we have two implementations. Okay, is there another paragraph that we agreed on there? That intersectoral communication strategy and what was that? Third one? Yeah. But it looks like it's a collapse issue. Okay. So, right. Can we have this thing printed out and distributed to all of the members now?
Yes.
So that we can adopt it. Let's have 5 minutes stretch while they are printing and distributing copies. Everybody suspends their commitment that they may have elsewhere. The body stretch only allows you to go to visit your boss and pray and do all kinds of things, rituals and so on. In 5 minutes you must be done.
Sir?
Yes, madam.
When are we going to get copies of the bill that we are talking to tomorrow morning?
How far is the bill? Where are the drafts? Mavita in touch with us. Is it with, because there's a story about printers too. Okay, can I explain the following with regard to the book? Can I explain something in response to Honorable Kumbani? The bill goes to printers too. The only time we can say the final text is available is when we have the version from printer school. So that is likely to be there tomorrow morning, because I think there's a rule that requires that at least the text. So as soon as the bill becomes available, and if anybody amongst us feels that there is a fundamental problem or error in the bill, they can introduce an amendment in the House. I'm merely telling you what your constitutional rights are.
I'm using it tomorrow to bring back 139, so don't
Well, you can try that. at the risk of making career-limiting Alright, the committees are adjourned for 5 minutes to allow the printing and making of copies. Can we take 10 minutes?
Are you making a career-limiting? And then I know the ANC will be embarrassed because
it's the DA
that will call for it.
Okay, let's do this. 5 minutes to just read through it, and then I'll give you an opportunity to suggest any wording corrections anyway, and then I put the whole report to the vote. Only suggest corrections which will result in the sky falling if they are not made. Hopan, I heard you are the slowest reader, given your...
I was taught reading, scanning reading for understanding.
Okay. Right. Anybody still needs more time to read? Let them raise their hand. Just Weber. Okay. Raise your hand when you're finished reading. I give you 2 more minutes. Is it done? Everybody's right. Okay, I'm inviting any minor corrections. Ms. Sample?
Minor corrections, I mean, one question.
Okay.
On the first page, on the public consultation, given the given constitutional issues involved, I think you say given the constitutional issues involved.
Yeah, okay.
I think you say that committee, and this committee involved in this role, it's odd.
Okay.
Okay. Then on the second page, this committee, second page, second paragraph, second last line, it will go a long way, not will I go a long way.
Okay.
We'll go. Oh, okay. So you break up the eight signs into the exercise.
Yeah.
And for punishment. Yeah. On the last page, treat children. On the second last paragraph, intersexual is quite long.
Okay.
And to the needs of these children, be developed, not children. And then intersexual collaboration. Second line, in consultation with social development provinces. I think it should be provincial social development and other governments.
No. In consultation with social development, provinces and other governments.
Okay.
Like it when people are alert.
On the communication strategy, Nicolas paragraph was the repetition of the first one. But I know what you say. I know what you're trying to say about to educate the public to infuse this in society.
Yeah.
But you infuse a tea bag.
Okay. So that's your list of changes.
That's me.
Yeah.
All right.
Correct.
Next one.
They won't mind.
All right.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Lana.
Yeah. Chair, what I did on the first page is following the history of the bill, the third paragraph. It's just there's a line that says the composite bill, okay? I've just merged the next paragraph that says the first part of the children that focuses on that act. And then I put the page break, the paragraph should read the composite bill was introduced, blah, 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 was split, the first part, blah, 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 and so on, so operation 1 July. And then a page break that says, the committee, however, wishes to report further. I put that under a page break so we introduced those issues. And under policy issues requiring further attention, I deleted the word 2, so it is recommended that the following policy issues be further investigated, and not 2B. And in child rearing households, the reference to social challenges that have necessitated, because it's more than one social challenge. And that's it.
All right. Anybody else with further correction? Going, gone. I put this report before a correcting committee for approval. Do I get agreement? Adopt. Agreed. Okay. The report of the committee on the bill has been adopted, and that concludes. Sorry? No, we're not going to deal with any other business. May I request that we suspend any other business that was on our agenda for a future meeting? We will schedule a meeting for next week, and we will communicate the agenda thereof accordingly. On that note, may I thank everybody for all the effort you've put in, sticking it out, and enjoy a lovely lunch. Where is it happening? Old Assembly Dining Hall this time around. Not a single lunch, it's time to celebrate. And let's have a wonderful debate tomorrow, and let the children benefit from this legislation. Thank you very much.
You know what is good for?
The three-day rule would be suspended tomorrow to allow us to the House to consider the vote. Thank you.